Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody. We are coming to you live in the morning. Now we're recording. We normally record at night. So if I'm a little less entertaining today than that, that's why.
Yeah, we're just going to have to let Lauren be quiet for the first 5 minutes because she is a little bit slower. But
yeah,
this is the time where I thrive. So I am so pumped. Usually on the night podcast, I am so slow. Everything is like, I can't wait to just like lay down because I've been working at that point for usually 14 hours. So I am pumped. Welcome to another episode of Permission to Enter.
Yay. You all have permission to enter. Come on in. Come on in.
All right. So
the mimosas. I need that.
It's been a week since you guys have caught up with us.
Yes. This is also supposed to be the episode where we have a dream interpreter on, and I'm very, very upset about it. Because he texted or he messaged us the day of the recording of it and said that he's just not feeling good. So he wanted to save it for a different time. So we will have him on again. I have screenshotted all of your dreams and I loved reading these dreams. Like some of them were crazy. Some of them are, and also I had some friends text me their dreams too. And I was just like attempting to interpret them. And I was like, wow, I'm a dream interpreter. So maybe, I don't know. I do it with Tiffany sometimes too, when she tells me her dreams.
I have wild dreams. Okay.
Yeah.
So
some of y'all got some wild dreams though. Got to get him back
on. So since he's not going to be on, just going to be Lo and I.
Hey.
So let's catch up in a week.
It'll be good though. So yeah, what did you, how did you start your week this week? Didn't you do something interesting?
Well, I've mostly been, my time has been dedicated to working with this new business coach. So I've just been working on some pieces and elements of a new business that I'm working on, which is exciting. But I did have something crazy happen and I just have to share this because I don't know if anybody else has experienced anything like this. So about 8 months ago, I started working on my hormone journey. And then, as you all may know, I've had issues with having a regular cycle. And I'm talking about your menstrual cycle. So if you don't enjoy talking about this, just rewind. Just fast forward for, 5 minutes. And then you don't have to hear me talking about my period.
Also, stop being a baby. Everyone does it.
For those of you who are interested in this type of information, a lot of times the healthiest sign of a woman is your regular and your cycle showing up every month, unless you have gone through the stages of menopause and then you don't have a cycle. And then, that's not what I'm talking about. But if you're in the years of having your cycle, if you don't get it every month, it could be a sign that, something is off. You're too stressed. You're not eating right. You have health issues, something along those lines. So it's been my journey to try to get my cycle regular. So 8 months ago, started working really hard on it last July and just never came. Had one little light dusting in January and then, nothing enough to jump up and down about. And I know some people might think this is an exciting thing that you're not having your cycle every month, but from someone like me who is obsessed with being as healthy as I can in all aspects of my life, this is where I want to work on. So started working with a business coach 2 weeks ago, 11 days to be exact. And I talked a little bit about this on our last podcast that we had a conversation and it led me to just crying for no reason really, because I was just talking about things that wouldn't normally make me cry, but she kind of pointed out that a lot of times we hold on to things and we don't work through them all the way. And that is a sign of being stuck or our emotions are stuck. And so from that point, I think once you start letting some of those emotions in, then you have this almost like a flooding of emotions, but you can kind of control them coming in. So I've allowed small pieces of the emotions to come through. So, like once or twice a day for a couple of minutes, I'll be watching something or driving and I'll just feel the urge to tear up. So I'll let it happen. So it was like, I really
wait,
let
just for
go
no
mentally.
Reason? Or is it like a, like you see like a dead animal on the side of the road, or you see, you can listen to a song. Is it that, or is it just literally it's out of nowhere?
It's like something I'm doing or listening to or watching either invokes like joy or sadness or, you know, memories. And normally I'm not someone who would just like sit and cry at anything, but I think that's part of my emotions being stuck after so many years of suppressing them. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to be sensitive to things. So I think that word is thrown out a lot, especially around women, like, oh, you're so sensitive. That's not a bad thing. If you're actually sensitive to things around you, then you're aware and you're open and you're flowing. And I think that that's a beautiful thing. So that's like my new favorite word is I want to accept and embody being more sensitive to stuff. Because, you know, when you're not sensitive, you're so rigid and tough, then you miss out on a lot of good and bad things either way. So, have been letting that flow. And I think that that's like part of the journey, especially in spirituality, is letting go. So that term to let go is not an easy thing for me because I do enjoy, you know, controlling and restricting and holding on to things, and letting go is not an easy thing for me. So I have mentally let go of just not controlling every single little thing. And it's been a really cool thing. So I think
little Virgo, let go. Oh my goodness. Wow. You know, Tiffany, you always talk about how far I've come. Wow. Just that whole sentence. You've come so far.
I know this is huge for me. And
a year ago, you didn't even really know or think you had to let go. You're just like, nah, I'm a bad bitch.
I'm good. I got this. Like, okay. I am totally.
Meanwhile, I'm just having mental breakdowns left and right. And you're like, nah, I feel nothing. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
That's great. I mean, honestly, your goals when it comes to how you work through your emotions sometimes, I think it's great that you're able to like...
No, I wouldn't say that. I think it's because I've done it in a very loose canon way. Like I also am a big... I mean, I'm an Aquarius. So I just in general, I'm very good at suppressing my feelings as well. Different feelings, different way of suppressing them. But I very much only... I think that's why I like theater so much, is because I could like be a different person with these. I could take my own experiences into a different, like I'd hide behind a different character basically and be like, oh no, I didn't cry. It was like, I was being character, you know, I wasn't crying. I was just acting. I'm a good actor. So, but really I was just like, it was like bringing up other stuff in my personal life. And that's why I liked acting. And so I think when I didn't have acting anymore, I just didn't know what to do. I like completely spiraled, I think. And it's been a very slow burn where I was like, I never cried even watching movies. Like now I want every fucking Pixar movies. It always is a Pixar movie that makes me cry, but I'll like tear up randomly and random stuff. And instead of like holding it in when I see something I'm crying about on like on a movie or a song or whatever, I'll just like let myself like actually cry, like take a breath and like release like a big, big breath, empty your body of your breath. And then all of a sudden I'm just like crying. Oh my God, freaking A. Taylor Swift
awesome, though.
Gets me every time. These two new albums this past year, like if you do follow me on Instagram, I did like drunk reviews of her albums this year. I did it kind of on accident the first time. The second time people asked me to do it. So who am I to say, you know, the people wanted what they wanted. But yeah, the second album, I was like, there's one song on there that I know if I want to cry, I'll turn that on. So I applaud you. I am appalled by you. I applaud. You did great, kid. You're doing great.
Yeah. So that has led to a really cool connection. So like the mental aspect has really connected to my body because, last week, 3 days ago, out of nowhere, I just monster cycle. I'm telling you that this deserves a 30-second moment of silence because I wanted to kill myself. It was so painful and so time consuming. Handling the swap out of feminine products.
Time consuming.
It was a full time job.
No, I get it. I get
days.
It. I get it.
And while I was so thankful that, you know, it was happening, I was just like, this is not good timing. I'm trying to do all this shit.
It's never good timing.
It's never good timing.
Never good timing.
I thought it was really cool that when I let go mentally of some of these things, so like the word let go just kept popping up in my mind. When I let go, my body also let go of holding on to months of uterine lining. So here we are. I've let go of everything and I feel free and aligned and it's really cool. I feel a lot lighter probably because
I've lost
17 gallons of blood. So that's great. Love that.
Oh, love that. Yeah.
But then I didn't know if they were connected or if I was just like making up this stuff. So I went back to my business coach who just happens to also be really good at everything, like therapist, life coach, business. And I don't know why I was so excited to tell her this, but she was like, 100%, these are totally connected. Your body and your mind and your spirit are, you will follow the same pretty much cycle. So If you're holding on mentally to a lot of stuff, your body can't flow through what it's supposed to flow through. And it was just exciting that, you know, overall I feel a lot healthier and like I'm on the right path to getting where I want to be, which is at peace.
Love that for you. Round of applause. I love it.
But I will say that, you know, the peace word hasn't came yet because
the what?
Peace. I'm seeking peace.
Oh,
like I want to feel at peace.
Like specific words you're having to go after or something? Is that
no? Oh. That's just like what I want in life is to feel peace.
Okay, gotcha.
So you know, while I think I'm on that track, while you're on your cycle, you don't really feel at peace. You actually are like a raging monster. So I did a lot of monstrous things to my boyfriend Bert that I'm not proud of, and I had to apologize.
I cannot be held responsible. I would like to be removed from the narrative, please. I cannot be held responsible for things I said while I was bleeding for 3 days straight. Can you do that? If he were to bleed every day for 3 days, 4 days, 5 days straight, he would be an absolute monster as well.
He would be dead, guys.
He would be also dead. So yeah. I love saying that to guys. And they're like, they say anything like, oh, girls, blah, 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 like you're blah, whatever. And I'm just like, oh, can you bleed for a week without dying? No. So fuck y'all. Fuck off. Like, so we are the superior. We are
magical creatures. I will tell you that. It's magnificent. But it was funny because I did a lot. I'm just not ever out. Like, I don't say mean things to Bert, but I did this week and I'm ashamed. He showed me this picture of what he wanted to get. He showed me a picture of a haircut he wanted. And this was the first day I started. And he was already trying to navigate how to like, you know, tiptoe around me because I gave him the heads up like, okay, I started and I'm angry. I don't know what I'm angry about, but it's there. And I'm just, everything is irritating me. So we had our date night on the day that I started. Oh, and
good.
I had been working all day. And so he hadn't eaten. So we get in the car and he's like, hey, can you drive? I'm just going to eat this sandwich really fast on the way. And I couldn't even answer him. I just like rolled my eyes and got into the driver's seat. And about 30 seconds into driving, I'm like, you know, I have to drive all day and I have a shoulder issue right now that I'm having to go to physical therapy for. And I was like, and my shoulder hurts. Mm-hmm. And you're just chewing all loud over there. And it would just be like really nice if you would actually think about what I want as a partner, you know, and you driving me to our date is really important. And it just went off. And then he like just looked over at me and was like, okay.
Do you want some of my sandwich?
I was just like, can you please just... why couldn't you finish your food before you got in the car? And then as I was saying this, it was like I was watching this person say these things. I didn't know who she was.
I mean, like an out-of-body experience. Ew.
But then like when he started responding all weird, I was like, yeah, that's right.
Stepped back into your body. You're like, I got to commit now.
Then it was too far gone.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I am searching for an apology one way or the other. Like, monster. Mm-hmm. But then it never came because, you know, he's pretty stubborn and good for him because there was nothing he needed to apologize about.
Right, right.
A crazy monster.
Yeah.
And then he showed me a picture later in the night of a haircut he wanted. And I was like, I mean, yeah, that's cool if you like don't want to be age appropriate or whatever.
Oh no. Wow. You got a little sharp tongue over there.
That is not who I am. I'm like a kind hearted.
That is your worst. That could on your worst day. That's a Virgo. I'm telling you.
What a passive aggressive bitchy thing to say. Oh my God. But then I later, I mean, by midnight or 10 after the hormones, because the first day is always the worst. After like 10 p.m., it was like a little light cloud like cleared out. And I was like, oh, I am so sorry. Oh my God. I don't know what I did.
You're like, hey.
What kind of war did I create?
I've been gone for the last 3 days. What's been happening? Tell me what's happening.
And he was just like, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Whatever. It's like, and then, of course, he went on the radio the next day and talked all about how I was a monster.
Oh, good.
It was great.
I did see him post something about the haircut. I did see the haircut, and I have to agree with you. It's also just, like, not even a good haircut. Like, not even if you were, like, 20-something. It looks like a little kid's haircut who, I don't know. It just doesn't. I don't know.
He
can do better. He can do better.
I don't even care. I don't care how he gets his haircut. I literally 99.9% of the time, I do not care. He is a grown man. Do with your hair what you want. It's not my not my decision. But in that moment, I was just like, snarky bitch, whatever.
Just looking for a way to hurt him because he hurt you so much by getting in that car with a sandwich and making you drive.
No, I was like, this is my opportunity.
I gotta get him down to my level here.
Savage. But what's also funny is because Bert posted that picture, our friend, our couple friend, Ashley and Jordan. Jordan is the husband. He sent Bert a response to that. He was like, oh my gosh, I took that same haircut to my hairstylist and he fucked up my hair. Like, it was such a bad haircut.
I feel like it could be easy to mess up that haircut, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
it was like a lazy faux hawk kind of thing. It was weird.
I mean, yeah, it has like a very strong fade on the sides and then there's like a lot of hair on the top.
Not for everyone.
It looks very soccer player-ish.
It's very European. Very European.
But anyways.
We'll see Bert with that haircut, rocking some capris. I can't wait. And his like fitted V-neck.
I mean, that would be cool if that's going to be hot. Whatever. Like, you know, very Harry Styles. I'm imagining very Harry Styles. Like
Harry Styles. Pearls. We got to get some pearls on him and paint his nails.
And if that's what he wanted to do, I honestly wouldn't care. Cool, do you.
It's really hot.
That's the moral of the story. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Anyways. So what's been going on with you?
I did make a post about it this week, but I got extensions a few weeks ago for the first time ever, which if you listen to the podcast, or even if you don't, you should go back and listen to this. It's probably like the number one episode I tell people to listen to because I feel like it's so crazy how like much stuff goes in, like how much there's like no regulation on hair extensions or anything like that. And I'm very much like, I probably would have never even gotten hair extensions just to get them. But because there's such like a big story, I guess, behind these hair extensions specifically, like I would never probably get any other brand ever. Right. Like a hair extensions. I have a lot of hair. I have long hair right now. Like they're not ever something I would have ever considered getting, but I've always wanted to try them just to like say that I tried them though. But yeah, Brittany, Salty Locks, they hooked it up and I think she just didn't want to scare me, so it's not like super noticeable, which I like, but it's also hard to get a picture of it because of that. But, video.
So you mostly got them for like, you wanted a slight look of a balayage, but you didn't want to dye your hair. So they just added in the color for the balayage, which is a great option.
I never
you don't have to actually damage your hair.
Yeah. I was like, whatever. I have like a lot of hair. It's like long anyway. It's like, you know, I don't need more length in my hair. It's like enough as it is, you know? And I just was like, until that we had that conversation with them on the podcast, I was like, I'm a whole idiot. Like I didn't even realize that you could get extensions for other reasons than just making your hair look longer. And, that's on me. I've never looked into it. but yeah, it's 'cause my hair, anytime I've gotten my hair colored lighter, like highlights or balayage or whatever, it dries out really fast. And I personally am not responsible enough to take care of it in a way. And I don't want to spend extra money like that. I think it's because I've always had naturally like decent, like naturally good hair. And I've never had to like really, really try to make my hair like look good or healthy. And so when I get blonde in my hair, it like is really dry. And it also turns, my hair has like a red undertone. So it'll always turn this like coppery color. I can't get that like sandy blonde kind of color that I was looking for. Like, and I'm, you know, and it's not anyone's fault that the hairstylist's fault. It's never them. It's every hairstylist I've gone to. It's this has happened. It's just my hair turns it into this like reddish weird tone, and it's like not cute anymore. And I don't know. So I was like, oh, duh, like getting extensions for that reason, like to get, cause it's literally like, it's not your hair, they're coloring. So it's not dried out. It's not like, it's the color that I wanted. Like I've always
wanted my hair. The hair stays the same color.
Yeah. And it stays the same color. It never changes. Yeah. So I'm just like, I feel so dumb for never realizing this is a thing, but I highly recommend anyone who's thinking of trying it. Even just for that, just for like getting like good color in your hair. I want to like get every color in my hair now. I'm like, I told Bray, I was like, let's do purple next. Okay. She's like,
and she's fully on. She's like, I'm making them already.
Yeah. She's like, I got you.
I can't wait to see that. And I just love the experience because Laura and I got to go together.
Yes.
And it was so much fun. It was like, you know, a little sister date.
It was so much fun. Love.
I never had a sister.
In there too.
Yeah, I nice. Love that.
We felt like a celeb. We were like the only ones in there.
So her Atlanta location, which is Studio 2852, it is like really small and personal and private. And it's just, it's everything I like about a space.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I love Britt too. She's great. So I would definitely recommend going to get them. And also though too, if you have a stylist that you like that does your extensions normally, they can order these extensions. Like you don't have to go to Brit just to get these extensions. So it's definitely a good option. They just have to order them from her instead of ordering from some other brand. I mean, you know, they're like most salons don't have their own brand typically. They usually just have like maybe a good deal on some brands, but you can do that with Brit with Salty Lux. And not feel bad about it because now you know where the hair is actually coming from.
Right.
And that the hair is not.
They're the only ethically sourced hair in the business.
The like, only one, which blows my mind. Like the massive brands are, it's so gross to me.
All doing shady, shisty stuff.
Yeah. Go listen. It was episode 9. It was at some point in November that we had it come out. It was just like very eye opening. But I also posted a little bit about it in the caption I have on there on my reels that I posted. We'll explain it a little bit more too if you're interested in that. But yeah, so liking the extensions so far. I'm kind of confused though. When do I get them out? Or like when do I get them fixed or tightened? Or I don't know what the next step is.
I usually do. I mean, it depends on each person. You might just want to ask her. Because I go like a crazy long period. But some people like to go monthly to get them moved up or taken out. And then some people like me, I could go 3 months without actually judging them up at all.
Does your hair grow fast?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I just take really good care of them.
Oh, I'm probably not. I don't know. I've only showered I've only washed my hair like 3 times since I've had them. I've had them for about a month now. So.
Same.
Yeah.
You're probably good.
Yeah. But anyway, that's really, I mean, honestly, other than that, all I've done all week is work. So really nothing crazy going on in my front. But yeah.
Okay, so now I have a fun little thing I'm going to do. I think everybody, most people love a good archetype type system where you get to take a quiz and it tells you
more about
what you are or about yourself, like this stuff. Yes. So I have recently really gotten into a new, it's a medical based science and it's called Ayurveda. So most people have heard of this. Yeah. I guess I didn't know. When I heard the word, I've heard all of our favorite people talk about it, like Jay Shetty and Sahara Rose. And
it's an intimidating word. I'm like, oh, that seems a little too much for me. I don't know.
It just sounds too intense, too.
Especially if you foreign. See it spelled. If you see it spelled out, you're like, huh? I don't know. I'm not.
It just seems like something the monks would do. And then their stuff seems so mysterious and profound that I'm like, I could never be on that level. I'm just going to avoid. I'm going to avoid so that I don't look like I don't know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But on one of my, on my to-do list from one of my business coaches, she had me get this book because it, when she asked if I knew about it, she was kind of shocked because I embody a lot of characteristics of holistic practices, but then I know nothing about this, which is like one of the best ways to take care of your body without actual Western medicine. So when she had me read it, I was like, oh my God, this all makes so much sense. And some of the stuff I already do, but if you just add in a couple of more things, it just gives you clarity and has your body work the most efficiently that it possibly can without you having to take Western medicine. So one of the cool things about Ayurveda is there are, there's an architect system. So there's,
wait, hold on. Before we go into that part, is it like a, is it like an essential oil or like something like that? Or is it just like a mindset that if you know this, it helps with a lot of other things?
It's like a basic outline and foundation for how to do pretty much everything. So it helps you with, if you know your archetype, it helps you with like what time you're supposed to go to sleep, what time you're supposed to go to work, like work the most, what time, how you should wake up in the morning, what routines you should do, what you should be eating, what type of spices you should be adding into your diet.
Interesting. Okay.
Tongue scraping, oil pulling, oil massage, like
things that will help with
things
whatever.
That just help your body and mind congruence. Okay. So it really takes, you know, like a philosophical approach and then a practical approach, and then they're put together. So it's everything like mind, body congruence, which I love. Mm-hmm. So when she found out I knew nothing about it, she's like, you should definitely look into it. And I'm like, it just seems a little intimidating if I'm being honest.
How do you spell it? Let me Google it. wait, so is it free to look it up? Your archetype?
Yeah. I mean, obviously I bought a book, so it's called Ayurveda for Dummies and it's by Sahara Rose.
Good.
And yeah, or no, Ayurveda for Idiots.
Oh, so even it's like better.
The big basic idiot over here. Basic. And Sahara Rose, I actually just got into some of her podcast and her content on Instagram, and she is, oh my gosh, the cutest thing. And she just has this a little bit of practical sass and coupled with very Eastern-like principles. So a lot of times I think when I think of Eastern practices, you know, people are very serious and stoic and mm-hmm. everything is very serious and we must meditate and we must journal and blah, 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 blah. And I don't get me wrong, I love all those things, but there is no really sense of humor in a lot of the stuff they do. So yeah. She is cool because she takes like a practical Western mindset and couples mm-hmm. up Eastern practices. So it makes it very relatable and not so intimidating. Yeah. And a lot of stuff in her book is there's little pieces and parts of humor where you can hear exactly how she's talking about these things. And you're like, oh, this isn't that serious. And everything doesn't have to be so serious, which I love. I'm just now coming into this mindset that life doesn't have to be so serious all of the time.
Oh, wow. I'm so proud of you.
I know. I have a lot of growth in the last couple of weeks.
I know. I love it. Okay, so
I'm going to give you a quiz and it's going to tell you what archetype you are. So there's three different archetypes, and what's really cool about this is it really it's broken down into three. So the first principle or body type is the Vata. So that's like the air type. So when you think of like what are the things called on earth? Like air, fire, and earth. Mm-hmm. So these are the three principles that your body would embody. So mm-hmm. Vata, the first one, that's air. Pitta, that is fire. And then Kapha, which is earth. So you're not one or the other. You're a combination. And mm-hmm. then it's usually like your Vata Pitta, which is you have more Vata and more Pitta. So like that's your character type.
Okay.
And then it helps you understand kind of the same thing like human design. It helps you understand how you're supposed to work, how you're supposed to carry through life, all these good things. And mm-hmm. understanding my archetype was pretty fascinating because it was very spot on. Okay. And I'll tell you my archetype after this. So there are 15 questions. I'm going to roll through these. You're going to answer them, and then I'm going to give you your type.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay. Let's go.
Question number one, describe your body or the closest to it. So all of these are going to be the best choice. Answer. Because like a lot of them, I
is
feel
this
like
multiple choice. Or am I just telling you? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of these you could pick multiple, but you're just gonna pick the closest to what you're naturally what you naturally feel like.
Okay. So, also, if you're listening, feel free to do this along with us.
Yes. Even though I'm not gonna be able to, I'm not gonna be able to give you the answer based off that, but
yeah. But
it, we'll link the quiz and you can take it.
Yeah.
Okay. So question one, describe your body. One, small boned, hard to put on muscle, joints often crack. Two, medium built, able to put on muscle. Three, bigger boned, round features, tend to put on weight easily.
I don't ever put on muscle. I just put on weight. I'll just say muscle. I'll say medium.
Number two, what is your skin like? One, oily slash sensitive. I easily get acne, inflammation, or redness. Two, always dry. My skin drinks moisturizer. Three, combination oily T-zone, but dry in other areas.
Combination, I guess.
Okay. Number three, what is your appetite? One, steady. I can miss a meal, but prefer not to. I tend to emotionally eat. Two, irregular. Sometimes I'm not hungry all day. Then other times I'm like a monster. Three, ravenous. I get super cranky if I miss a meal.
Definitely the second one.
Okay. Tell me about your hair. One, soft average volume with a reddish tint. Two, quite dry and thin with a tendency towards split ends. Three, super thick and too much to handle.
I mean, what was the first one again?
Soft average volume with a reddish tint.
I'd say that. My hair is thick, but it's not so thick that it's too much to handle. It's definitely thick, but okay. I've met people with thicker hair than me, if that makes sense.
Okay.
And I do have a reddish tint and my hair is soft.
There you go. Number five, your body temperature. One, I'm always freezing. I always have to carry a sweater with me. Two, I can handle both hot and cold temperatures, but prefer being warm because I do get cold hands and feet. Three, I get overheated easily. I cannot stand extreme heat.
The second one.
Okay. What kind of exercise do you enjoy? One, anything with an element of competition, lifting weights, high intensity, power yoga, team sports. Two, anything that involves movement, dancing, running, spinning, yoga, Pilates. I love to stay active. C, or three, something more chill, taking walks outside and stretching.
I mean, I like to the best.
Okay.
Whether I do any of these, we don't have to talk about that.
Yeah, that was what would you like to do the most.
Yeah.
She says, so I have to ask, how was your, quote, evacuation? So she's talking about your poopy.
Okay.
One, pretty regular once a day. Two, more on the dry and hard side, tendency towards constipation. Three, fabulous on the looser side and sometimes twice a day.
Wait, what was the first one again?
Pretty regular once a day.
Probably that.
Now everyone knows about your poop.
There you go, guys. Permission to enter all the way.
Now that we got that awkwardness out of the way, that's what she says. She's just so funny the way she
everybody
asks those
poops,
questions.
Okay?
How's your sleep? One, heavy. I feel like I could sleep forever. I often wake up still tired. Two, I have trouble falling asleep sometimes because I have so many thoughts running through my mind. I get an extra jolt of energy in the middle of the night. Three, soundly, but not for many hours.
I guess I'll just say two.
Okay.
I feel like I'm picking the second option for a lot of these.
I don't think they're in any particular order.
Okay.
I don't think it's like mostly B's leads to this.
Well, sometimes I get nervous on, I've always been like this when I take tests, especially when I do like a Scantron test or whatever.
Yeah,
I can see.
Don't try to predict the end.
I'm like, there's no way like the that. Last three answers are the B, you know? Like,
stop trying to control. Just let go.
Oh, okay. Okay. Got you.
Okay. How are your dreams? One, I don't always dream, but they're usually peaceful, quiet, and calm. I often sleep too heavy to even dream. Two, my dreams are quite realistic, often going through a conflict. There is a lot of problem solving and action in my dreams. Sometimes I'll have dreams about feeling ashamed or getting into a fight. Three, I have tons of crazy dreams at night, often involving flying, floating, or fleeing. Many of my best dreams come to me many of my best ideas come to me in my dreams. If I'm anxious or nervous about something, it will definitely show up in my dreams. I feel very connected to my dreams and see a lot of signs in them.
Probably the first one. I don't really remember my dreams often. I don't know if it's because I'm sleeping too hard or if I'm not sleeping hard enough. Mm-hmm. But when I do remember my dreams, though, they're weird. They're very weird. Nothing bad, but just like random stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
How is your digestion? One, variable. Sometimes it's fine. Then other times I get extremely bloated. Two, strong. I can eat just about anything and feel fine. Sometimes I do suffer from heartburn. Three, slow. I often feel tired after eating a meal and it takes me a while to digest food.
Again, all of the above. It depends on what I eat, I think. So maybe the first one.
So that's variable. Sometimes it's fine. Then other times I get bloated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are your eating habits like? One, I try to eat clean, but then lose control around my trigger foods and binge. Two, I tend to snack throughout the day whenever I'm hungry without a set routine. Three, I like having set meal times so that I know exactly when my next meal will be.
Wait, what was the first one again?
I try to eat clean, but then lose control around my trigger foods and binge.
Maybe the second one again.
Okay. What is your personality like? One, I am peaceful, good-natured, and humorous. People tend to call me chill. Two, hardworking, ambitious, goal-oriented, and organized. People tend to call me driven. Three, I'm creative, vivacious, idealistic, and free-spirited. People tend to call me eccentric.
Probably the first one.
Okay. Number 13. What are you like in difficult situations? One, I tend to get anxious and nervous. I'm a big overthinker. Number two, I tend to get impatient and snap. I sometimes lose my temper. Three, I tend to suppress my emotions and feel sadness, even though I don't like to show it.
I forget what the first one was, but I remember thinking that one's probably right.
I tend to get anxious and nervous. I'm a big overthinker.
Yeah, it depends on the situation, but I guess we'll just go with number one.
It's taking everything in me tonight, not try to control how these answers are going. Cause I'm like, I know what you are. I can tell you, but I'm.
Well, then
I'm,
tell me.
No, cause this is your experience. This is part of my journey.
Do you think I've said anything wrong? Everything. Have I said anything like that? You don't think that I am?
No, I think you play with it. And then you have inevitably picked the ones that I think I thought of you.
Okay.
Question 14. What's your work life like? One, I'm loyal to whoever I work for and work well with my hands. Even if I don't like my job, it's hard for me to quit and find a new one because I'd rather not deal with the hassle. Two, I tend to have a lot of projects going on at once, often starting a new one before finishing an old. I'm excited to buy new ideas and need to work in a place that allows me to express myself. Three, I am a perfectionist. I fully dedicate myself to my work and will do whatever it takes to complete a job. I enjoy working in teams as well as being in positions of leadership.
Again, all of the above. I don't know. What was the first one again? I'm so sorry. This is like the worst probably thing to listen to. I keep forgetting everything.
You're good. One, because you could just cut this stuff out. Really, so it doesn't matter because this does not matter to me. One, I'm loyal to whoever I work for and work well with my hands. Even if I don't like my job, it's hard for me to quit and find a new one because I'd rather not deal with the hassle. Two, I tend to have a lot of projects going on at once, often starting a new one before finishing an old. I'm excited by new ideas and need to work in a place that allows me to express myself. Three, I'm a perfectionist. I fully dedicate myself to my work. We'll do whatever it takes to complete a job. I enjoy working in teams as well as being in positions of leadership.
Let me just go with one. I'm kind of the person where, like, even if I don't like the job, if I'm doing it, I'll do it. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm getting paid. If I'm not getting paid well enough, if I think I'm getting paid well, I'm not getting paid well
enough. Number 15. What's your motto? One, my creativity is my superpower. Two, magic happens when you take action. Three, what matters most is how you make people feel.
Probably three. Are we done?
We are done. Are you ready to see your result?
This is stressful.
Okay, interesting. Your mind type is 50% Vata, 50% Kapha, and 0% what?
I knew. I was like, I'm split between a lot of these things. I don't know.
You have 0% pitta, which I feel like I already kind of knew.
Fire.
Mm-hmm. You're air and earth minded, which I feel like could have guessed.
Is that normal? 50-50?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because really the first two, you're going to like, those are your type. So,
okay.
And sometimes they can be a little bit more, just depending on the situation. But in most, you're either like Vata, Kapha, or Kapha, Vata, because it just depends on the situation. But those two will be the ones that kind of take over in the mind situation.
And Vata so this has, is air and Kapha is earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there's two different types, the mind and then the body type. So it kind of breaks down the mind first, like how you're supposed to work. And then the body is like digestion, eating times, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So the Vata mind, you are creative, eccentric, and free-spirited. You think outside of the box and march to your own drumbeat. You start lots of different projects, but sometimes have a hard time finishing them. You thrive in an active environment, but sometimes can wear yourself out or become overwhelmed. It's important for you to stick to a routine and make sure you're getting enough sleep. You must practice mindfulness to prevent yourself from becoming anxious, which is how you react to situations out of your control. So Vata, if we're talking about human design, Aaron Claire Jones and Sahara Rose actually had a podcast together, mm-hmm. which is like two of my favorite things now coming together in one.
Right.
Sahara was saying that she thinks projectors, which is what she is, have the tendency to be Vata-like. So mm-hmm. it is funny that you tested that you're a projector and you're also Vata. So those two do have a lot of commonalities mm-hmm. and you're spot on with both of your archetype systems.
Okay.
A Kapha body. So this is going to be like the earth. As a Kapha, you can retain water easily, causing you to become bloated and puffy easily. You love to sleep and have a hard time getting up in the morning. You don't have a huge appetite, but whatever you eat could make you gain weight. You may notice your weight fluctuates up to 5 pounds a day. You may also experience mucus such as coughs, phlegm, and colds frequently, which is a Kapha side effect. Oh my God, I didn't even know that.
Literally, we were just talking about this before we started recording.
This is like your exact, you know.
Yeah.
Big
Kapha guy.
As a Kapha body type, you must incorporate more spices into your diet to stimulate your metabolism, as well staying away from dairy, fried food, carbs, sugar, and meat, which all cause you to gain weight.
That was just a rude thing to say. How am I supposed to do that? What am I supposed to eat? Spinach?
It's important you exercise vigorously every day, especially in the morning.
Oh my God. I'm feeling attacked. You want me to work out every day and in the morning?
In the morning.
No. See, I always want to. And then you know how many times, the amount of times I freaking set my alarm. Actually, today I did it. The amount of times I've set my alarm being like, I'm going to get up a little early. I'm going to do a little yoga, like a quick 20, 30 minutes. Doesn't have to be anything crazy. Every single time I don't do it. Every single time I'm like, I'll sleep longer. Why would I not?
So this plays into your Kapha because you have a hard time like waking up and getting going in the morning. So that's why working out in the morning is so important for your body type because it helps everything run smoother, whether or not you want to take this advice. This is just
I know. I know. I've known this for a long time now. I just know this for a long time now, but raise your hand if you want to get me up. If someone else gets me up in the morning and like literally drags me, I will do it. But otherwise, no.
But did you catch that this is 5,000-year-old medical science?
So yes, I know. Okay, I get it. I'm just really feeling attacked right now.
Okay, so another important thing. Like I said, important for you to exercise vigorously, especially, and it actually is like every day. I feel like there's an underline under every day, especially in the morning. And then it's also going to be very important for you to add ginger and cayenne pepper to your diet, which is going to help with digestion.
Are two things I have done for like about 5 or 6 years now. And can confirm that definitely does help. What else is on there?
That's all the information I have for you right now, because I have another website that I've been looking at.
Okay.
But I don't have it pulled up. But I will send you lots of information because I love this stuff. I love any type of archetype system that helps me understand myself better, even though I think I think maybe sometimes we just love being told what we are so we can accept who we are. So sometimes it right. can be almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Mm-hmm. I have a stuttering problem today. But a lot of times I think if you're very genuine with yourself, you can find out a lot about these types and then it makes mm-hmm. more sense. Things do make more sense. So even just that, like your biggest enemy in life is waking up early and doing things. And it's literally saying you will have an easier time through life if you wake up earlier.
I hate this. I wish I never did this. I already know. And now it's double confirmed. Whatever. I wish I didn't have to get up so early for a job, because like then I would maybe just get up whenever I got up and then I would.
You're not going to like what Ayurveda tells you when you should wake up. You're not going to like it. And I'm not even going to tell you.
Don't tell me because I won't do it.
Yeah. So all of Ayurveda, every mm-hmm. type, they say that you should wake up a few minutes before the sun wakes up. It syncs you up with the natural flow of the earth and you. And honest, I always do this, but it
before the sun, you want me to wake up early before the sun even does, before the whole freaking planet that I'm on in my section of the planet wakes up. Mm-hmm. You want me to wake up and work out and not eat fried food? I don't like this. I don't like this one.
So basically the science behind if you wake up before the sun wakes up. So basically when the sun comes into
contact, I'll go to bed right before the earth, sun comes up before I'll
or
wake
like your,
up
where your location, you come into pitta energy. So if you ever wake up like way after the sun wakes up, I don't know if you ever feel like this, but I definitely do. I feel like really heavy and, because the pitta energy has started actually burning the day. So that's when you should already be working. So if you're resting while you're in that work cycle because of the sun, you actually like, it'll make me want to sleep the entire day. So if you wake up before the pitta energy comes in, so before the fire energy comes up and starts, you know, burning the day.
Yeah, but then I'll be tired at like 2:00.
That's what I thought, but.
I've done that before. I've had to get up early for things before where I've had to like wake up and be going to things before the sun does. Mm-hmm. But I had like the energy or whatever, but then at like a little time after lunch, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go back to, I have no energy after that. None. And maybe that's because of what I was eating or something, but
probably, you know, all the carbs or fried foods. It definitely takes getting used to. I mean, I've been waking up before the sun for 8 months now, so it doesn't affect me. But at first, you do crash really early, and then you don't get the energy back. But like anything, it's going to take time to get through and get accustomed to it. But once you start doing it, you start realizing that your body syncs up. Like when I see the sun rise, it just like does something. It hits different.
Well, I wouldn't see it anyway.
We don't have to see it. You really don't have to see it. It's more of like you're actually getting synced up with getting in line with the day.
Does it make a difference if you have no windows in your room?
It doesn't matter.
Because I don't see any light until I it's more the walk energy. Up, until I get up and walk around the corner.
It's the energy. It's not really the sun.
I'm really sorry for anyone listening if they also feel like I right now, if you take this test and realize that you have similar results to me and that you're going to have to get up early and start working out. I don't know if it's going to be something I'll ever be able to do, truthfully. It's something I've always known I probably should. But I've just been more, I've always been a night gal. So I don't know. We'll see. And I like being a night person. I'm not going to say I don't. Part of me wants to be a morning person just because I don't even know why really. But I really genuinely do like being a night person.
It's your kapha energy trying to tell you what you should be. Like that's why you're like, oh, I kind of think I want to be a morning person. But that's going to be your biggest struggle is you are tired in the morning.
I've been morning person for 29 years almost. I'm about to be 29. Ugh, gross. But yeah. I don't know if it's going to be really a thing I can do, but thank you for the information. I appreciate you sharing that with me.
Well, when you're ready.
Maybe you'll just start really calling me in the morning when you get up. You don't have to say anything. Just let the phone ring.
It's actually pretty interesting because now that I've started talking about it a little bit more, people that I had no idea were into this are all like, oh, I run my life like this. Like my good friend Ashley, she has been doing this for a couple of years now and she's, you know, obviously thriving. She's like the happiest person that I know.
She really is.
Ayurveda. So she didn't used to be so, like, I have seen her grow so much also just from like knowing her as long as I have and watching the struggles that she had before. Now she doesn't struggle with them. And I will never forget a couple of years ago, we would have like front porch talks and she was talking to me about something. And I remember it sounding so foreign and being like, yeah, cool, whatever. And then we were talking about this last night. She was like, yeah, I've been doing it for a couple of years. And I was like, oh my God, she was talking to me about Ayurveda a couple of years ago. And I was like, can't listen to that. Sounds too complicated, but cool, whatever. But I have seen her change since she started practicing this and just like some of the struggles she had with, just getting like, you know, feeling burnt out or upset by situations, which she has a lot of Vata energy. That's like one of the things, like having overwhelm or anxiety or feeling like you have to work a certain type of way, which is very projector-like. And then accepting that you're able to do that, but then you have to combine it with other tendencies, which is like based off your body type. So it's cool to see somebody who I have known who wasn't doing it and then is now doing it and see them just thriving.
I mean, I don't super even cool. know Ashley that well. I've hung out with her a few times because like just around you mostly. And like, I don't even know her that well, but I've been friends around social media for like a couple of years, I guess. And or whenever I met her. So even just from just that, you can tell there's like a lot of change there in the last year or so, 2 years even. And yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Great for her. I just don't know. Cause this is for me to do this, then it means I have to go to bed early too, or I'll just struggle for the whole day. So
it gets easier. Trust me. I was in your same shoes. So my biggest issue is that I am technically supposed to be in bed by 10:30. And I was like, no, not going to happen. Started trying it. Everything got a little bit easier in life. I'm not going to lie. Everything got easier. Everything was, there was synchronicity. So it was not easy because I'm telling you, 10:30 is not an option for me. I love going to sleep at midnight. I start winding down usually at 10:30. So like I turn off all my electronics. You can't get a hold of me.
I like and crank then I'm up after nine. Like I'm like after 9 o'clock, I'm like, oh.
Well, there's an exact science for why based off of Ayurveda, because you get back into that fire energy. So your fire energy.
I have zero fire energy. So I just live my life like a fire energy person and I'm really not.
No, this is like more of the energy of the world.
Okay.
So the fire is used to recharge you. So if you're recharging, if that's your time for recharging, and then you instead use the energy to work instead of recharging, you're using all that energy to get like a burst of energy at 2 a.m. And then you're not using that energy to recharge. So the next day you're going to be super tired.
Okay.
No matter what time you wake up.
Whatever.
I'm not saying that you have to listen. I'm just giving you the facts.
I know.
I'm giving everybody the facts. If you want to look into something, if diets, a different lifestyle, like are not working for you and you're looking, you want to look into something that you can make small changes and make big differences in your life, then look into it.
Yeah.
5,000-year-old medical science.
Did it also say I shouldn't eat meat too?
Yeah. It said you should not eat meat.
That makes sense. I really only eat chicken. That's about it. Because other meats do cause digestion issues for me. Not because I don't like red meat. I just can't eat it. Yeah, I know.
It can cause you to be puffy and bloated, it said.
Literally, I have 2 bites of steak and I cramp up and I can't even stand. Like
your body will tell you what you just get. We just get so far away from actually listening to our bodies that we think that our ways are the best way. And a lot of times society tells us a million different things, so we don't know what to do. It's all confusing. Yeah. But if you quiet down just a little bit and you listen to that voice inside of your head, she will talk to you. She'll tell you what's up. Or
Grandmother Willow.
You could be crazy. I don't know. Either way.
What are you? So
I was,
Hold on. Before we go here, I want to know what you are.
A pitta vata. Fire and air.
Of course you are. What does that mean? How does it make you better than everybody? I want to know.
Wow. Basically the same thing as a manifester. You just burn out easily and you're a fucking shithead. Pretentious, self-righteous, all the great things.
I also haven't eaten today.
Passive aggressive.
So I'm feeling a little loopy now that my Adderall's definitely kicked in. So it's probably making me a little aggressive now. So, yeah, we should probably go. But yeah, thank you for all this information about me today that I already probably knew. But
these are all just guides. Whatever works best for you.
We'll see. I can still drink alcohol though, right?
Yeah, I haven't gotten to that part in the book, but I think so.
We won't. Well, I'm skipping that chapter. Don't even tell me if it's if I can't have fried chicken and cheese and I got to wake up and early and work out in the morning before the sun does, I'm drinking alcohol at least. We can't. That's something it's a non-negotiable.
This was fun. And I think that.
So fun.
Because you are crushing it in life. You don't have to take any of the advice I gave you.
Oh my God. Don't be a whole brat. A whole brat. Anyway. Y'all, we have permission to exit. I'm going to go
permission to
deal
exit.
With this information. today. Permission to exit.
Get out of here. Okay, bye. I wouldn't say we made it, but we made it through. We just had moves to make and we made them, dude. I wouldn't say we made it, but we made it through. We just had moves to make and we made them, dude. I wouldn't say we made it. We didn't make it up, we just made a way. We gon' take it up, we won't fade away. I got too many dreams, gotta stay away. Ask me if I change, yo, it's night and day. I told the backstabbers, put the knife away. I'm trying to get my family to a nicer place. Room for everybody, but no room for hate. Everybody eating off the nicest plate. We made it, but we made it through. We just had moves to make, and we made them, dude. I wouldn't say we made it, but we made it through. We just had moves to make, and we made them, dude. I wouldn't say we made it, but we made it through. Play this when it all comes together, yeah. When it can't get any better, yeah. Play this when it all comes together, yeah. When it can't get any better, but you better keep on grinding, keep on rising, keep on shining. They forget, then you remind them what we call a perfect timing. But you better keep on grinding, keep on rising, keep on shining. They forget, then you remind them what we call a perfect timing. I'm like, hey. I know I gotta keep going.